What began as routine corporate communications has evolved into America's most sought-after business education. Warren Buffett's letters to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, collected in The Essays of Warren Buffett, offer a front-row seat to one of history's greatest wealth creation stories. These essays transformed a struggling textile company into a half-trillion-dollar conglomerate through timeless principles applied with remarkable consistency. Even Bill Gates calls them the best business writing ever, noting how they transformed his understanding of business and investing. What makes Buffett's approach so powerful? Unlike most investors who chase short-term gains or follow market trends, Buffett focuses on fundamental business analysis, understanding that price and value are entirely different concepts. This distinction has allowed him to capitalize on opportunities others miss, like purchasing American Express during its salad oil scandal or Geico during near bankruptcy, transforming market panic into long-term prosperity. Imagine a business partner named Mr. Market with extreme mood swings, sometimes irrationally exuberant, offering astronomical prices, other times deeply depressed, selling at bargain rates. Would you let his emotions dictate your decisions? Yet most investors do. Buffett, following Benjamin Graham, views market volatility as opportunity, not risk. During the 2008 financial crisis, while others panicked, Buffett deployed billions, securing favorable deals with Goldman Sachs and General Electric. This approach requires a margin of safety, buying at a 30-50% discount to intrinsic value. Buffett rejects the distinction between growth and value investing, seeing growth as simply a component of value calculation. His concentrated portfolio, typically 15 to 20 positions, with 5 holdings representing 60 to 80%, shows his belief that diversification often protects against ignorance rather than risk. As he notes, most investors who lose money aren't beating the system, they're beating themselves. When was the last time you read a corporate annual report that actually told the truth in plain language? Buffett's communications stand in stark contrast to typical corporate reports filled with glossy photos and PR jargon. His owner-oriented philosophy treats shareholders as true business partners, deserving of straightforward information. Berkshire's legendary annual meetings, where Buffett and Charlie Munger spend 5-plus hours answering unfiltered questions, have become a Woodstock for capitalists, demonstrating true transparency. This approach extends to corporate governance, where Buffett dismisses formulaic management structures in favor of selecting honest, capable people. He's particularly critical of executive compensation practices that reward retention of earnings rather than superior capital deployment. Compensation committees too often are tail-wagging puppy dogs, meekly following consultants' recommendations, he writes, explaining how this creates escalating executive pay divorced from performance. Instead, Berkshire implements simple compensation plans tied directly to areas managers actually control, helping attract exceptional talent while maintaining one of the lowest executive compensation structures among major American corporations. What happens when you sell your life's work to a typical corporate acquirer? Usually, cost-cutting, management changes, and culture destruction follow. Berkshire offers something radically different. Buffett instructs subsidiary CEOs to run their businesses as if they were sole owners holding their only asset for 50 years. This long-term approach creates a unique proposition. Businesses continue operating largely unchanged, with existing management and culture intact. As Buffett colorfully puts it, "You can sell it to Berkshire and we'll put it in the Metropolitan Museum. It'll have a wing all by itself. It'll be there forever. Or you can sell it to some porn shop operator who'll make the boobs bigger and stick it in the window." This approach has made Berkshire the buyer of choice for owners who care about their company's futures. The results are impressive. A transformation from $19.46 book value per share in 1965 to around $100,000 today, representing a 20% compound annual growth rate. Berkshire now encompasses 80 distinct business lines, with 10 subsidiaries large enough to independently qualify for the Fortune 500. When was the last time you checked your investment portfolio? For most people, the answer is too often. Buffett champions inactivity as intelligent behavior, a counterintuitive stance in today's hyperactive market environment. Lethargy bordering on sloth remains the cornerstone of our investment style, he quips. This approach requires extraordinary patience, often running counter to human nature's desire for constant action. Buffett and Munger favor businesses unlikely to experience major change, seeking operations virtually certain to maintain competitive strength decades into the future. Consider See's Candies. Despite surface-level changes since their 1972 purchase, the fundamental reasons people buy box chocolates remain unchanged. Buffett calls certain dominant companies the inevitables. Businesses like Coca-Cola that will undoubtedly dominate worldwide for an investment lifetime. Though high-tech businesses may grow faster percentage-wise, he prefers certainty of good results over hope of great ones. This patient approach brings substantial tax advantages, as unrealized gains compound tax-free until sale. Sometimes the best investment action is simply to do nothing. Years before the 2008 financial crisis, Buffett warned about derivative financial instruments with remarkable foresight. Derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction, carrying dangers that, while now latent, are potentially lethal, he wrote in 2002. He explained how derivatives create daisy chain risk, where exposures suddenly correlate during crises, threatening the entire financial system. After closing GenRes derivatives operation at a $404 million loss, Buffett experienced their complexity firsthand. He criticizes how they allow manipulation of reported earnings through subjective valuations. Unlike stock trades that settle within days, derivatives contracts can remain unsettled for decades, creating what Buffett calls a frightening web of mutual dependence among leveraged institutions. This interconnection virtually ensures government bailouts for the largest players, a prediction that proved accurate during the 2008 financial crisis when AIG and others required massive government intervention. Have you ever wondered why some businesses thrive while others languish, despite similar products or services? Buffett argues that value investing is redundant, since all intelligent investing seeks value sufficient to justify the price paid. He rejects the artificial separation between value and growth investing, noting they're joined at the hip. Growth benefits investors only when businesses can invest at incremental returns that create over a dollar of market value per dollar invested. For low-return businesses, growth actually destroys shareholder value, as demonstrated by the airline industry's performance despite massive expansion. Buffett introduces owner earnings, which adjusts reported earnings to account for capital expenditures needed to maintain competitive position. This formula produces identical valuations regardless of accounting treatment. He criticizes Wall Street's deceptive cash flow presentations that add back depreciation but fail to subtract necessary capital expenditures. The distinction between capital-light businesses like See's Candies and capital-intensive industries like airlines explains why seemingly similar earnings can represent vastly different economic realities and intrinsic values. Buffett's wisdom demands intellectual independence, patience, and the courage to act decisively when opportunities arise. The greatest lesson from Buffett isn't a specific stock pick or valuation technique. It's developing the temperament to see markets as serving you rather than instructing you. In a world obsessed with short-term results, embrace the long view. Your financial future may depend on it.